The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Okay.
They'll pretend to be.
This is Ralph Kermit Winter Road II coming to you live out of Alaska. Some amazing stuff. There was a guy in Alberta, Canada, shut down the COVID nonsense. I'm going to talk about that. I don't know why anybody does the Internal Revenue Service nonsense. I've been plugging all the holes, and I'm going to make it available on my list with facts. And believe nothing I say, but these people, if you know what to do and where to go, it's all a lie. One big lie. And this other thing about these agencies, I'm going to talk about that today. I haven't had the time to get it written up, but I'm going to be talking about, have the evidence. They're all operating under 5 United States Code 301. They can make what's called housekeeping regulations for the conduct of the people that are in the, quote, agencies. The things that people, it defies logic. Who makes laws of the United States? That's a question. That's a fair one. Who makes laws in one of the several states? The legislatures and Congress. That's it. That is their affirmative act, and it's in the Constitution, Article 6. Laws of the United States according to the Constitution. End of story. So why does everybody bow down and kiss the tootsies of these agencies? Because we have not been taught. It's a con that puts the mafia, makes what they do pale in comparison. Talk about RICO. I've unequivocally broken the Internal Revenue Service. There's no getting around it now. It's a ball game over, and I'm looking to see. The key to this whole thing, there's a couple of keys. One is your status, of course, being a citizen of the United States, because nobody has a clue what that really means, because they don't tell us, but it sounds so deliciously good that everybody must do it. We don't apply just simple logic. Simple logic. It's just amazing. If in the District of Columbia, a citizen of the United States is a qualified elector, they took it out of the code. It was a little too obvious. It's still there. A citizen of the United States in the District of Columbia has no access to an Article 3 court. Now, do you suppose that the people that wrote the Constitution of the United States, That's its name, by the way, because it's in the Constitution, and it's the government of the United States. That's in the Constitution twice. You can't argue that. And Article 3, ordain and establish. They put that twice in the Constitution of the United States. Why do you think they did that? They put it at the beginning. Is that good enough? No. The reason why they put it in Article 3 is to make sure we had a remedy being a citizen of one of these several states. They put it in twice. And if you read the Constitution, Article 4, Section 2, the citizens of each state shall be entitled to the privileges and immunities of the citizens of the several states. Okay, I wants to know, simple logic, citizens of the several states, are they all called citizens of the United States? Are you like stupid? Of course we are, because we don't think about these things. We're not taught simple logic, simple critical thinking. If everybody is a citizen of the United States, then that Section 2 is inoperative. The citizens of each state. You can't be a citizen of each state if you're all citizens of the United States, can you? Like, where's the logic? Shall be entitled. And if you go to sue in these courts, we have something called diversity of citizenship. Well, how can you have diversity of citizenship if everybody's a citizen of the United States? It's illogical. The law does not make the doing of the impossible. There's a couple of maxims on that. That's just simple logic. They're lying to us. They're conning us. And Congress has been in on it since before the Civil War. And the courts have been in on it. There is no constitutional court except the Supreme Court of the United States, and they are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, if you know what's going on. Because I've looked at a couple of Supreme Court decisions, and how can a farm boy from Kansas debunk an opinion of the Supreme Court in like 15 minutes? You got to be kidding me. I don't have a law degree, thank God. I do have something that if you do not have it, you're done. It's called Westlaw. Because I can search through all cases, statutes, and court cases, all kinds of stuff. Amateur, corpus juris secundum, Mertens you've never heard of for taxes. It's a how-to. Anderson's UCC. I can search all of that in about 10, 15 seconds. I have more power in 10 or 15 seconds than if I had 1,000 attorneys working. And that's a fact. And if you go up against these liars, and you don't have Westlaw, or Lexis is a second choice. Westlaw's better. And Westlaw lies to you. It's there, and it's simple. I do simple word searches. That's it. Because they don't link everything together. You have to, once you understand how they do their, how they have tried to hide the truth, the truth is there. They provide it. There's no lying about it. You just got to know how to make these liars tell the truth. And one of the biggest cons in America today is people bow down to agencies. Does an agency have any authority to make laws of the United States? What's the answer? Is it a yes or is it a no? And the answer is an affirmative no. They do not. So why do we listen to them? What affirmative act can an agency do to make you and me do something? Now, this is something that I got to bring up because it's really important, and I'm going to get into it in another way here in a minute, but a guy called Patrick King. Patrick King is his name. And it's on Stu Peters TV. S-T-E-W Peters TV. This man says, I want to know your authority to do something. He was out. He's a pain in the neck in Alberta, Canada. Alberta, Canada is shutting down their masking and all that nonsense. One man, what did he do? They ticket him, a $1,200 ticket. He goes to court. And up there, the judge was supposed to help him. He gave him the thing. So anyway, he subpoenaed the chief health officer. I want to know, have you isolated COVID-19? Where is the material fact that you can prove this virus exists? And you know what? She come back. They went through some little alterations back and forth, trying to get him to go away and make him procedural on it. And this guy's smart. The transcripts are going to be soon be available. They came back and said, the chief health person in Alberta, Canada, we have no material evidence that that COVID-19 exists. Did you hear what I just said? Davy Kidd is an extremely talented researcher. Davy Kidd, D-E-V-V-Y-K-I-D-D. She's on News with Views. She has several articles. They haven't isolated it. What is it? All it is some form of another type of flu. But what is the purpose of all this? You need to scare people, number one, with fear. I'm running into this with the IRS. Fear. As soon as fear steps in, then comes panic. And you will grab, if somebody says there's a rocket heading to the moon, you'll step on it if you think you could get away from the IRS. I mean, people will do crazy things. It's unbelievable. I deal in fact. I trust no one. I've had 3 FBI stings, and I could care less. I've lost a $2 million business, and I don't give a rat's rump. Joyce Riley, if you listened to me before, she took that on the Gulf War syndrome and helped thousands of vets. I spent tens of thousands getting her started, and I'm telling you, it was worth every damn penny. We need people to wake up and check your facts. By what authority are you authorized and empowered? That's the question. Agencies don't got it. What can they do? There's only 2 things you use against agencies. The Federal Register Act and the Administrative Procedures Act. Those 2 things are required to give an agency something called the force and effect of law, a regulation. And did you know how many of those I've seen? None. They all fail miserably. Every one of them. IRS is getting so easy to beat, but I see how Congress did it. They get you to use code. The IRS, I found, that Secretary of the Treasury, appointed the commissioner to do internal revenue laws. And that's not in the Federal Register, because it doesn't have any force and effect of law. Okay, they do 7805, 26 U.S.C. 7805. You can do all these regulations. Only the secretary can do them. They're done by the commissioner or other people. Who cares? But you know what's amazing? There are 706 Part 301 regulations in the Federal Register. That's right. So the question becomes, it's a simple one, what affirmative act can an agency do, including Comrade Dementia Biden, because the Federal Register Act made the president, it says federal agency means the president of the United States. You can't make this stuff up. How in the heck can the president of the United States be a federal agency? And the government of the United States, this is illogical. They did it. Nobody's complaining. You go look at the executive orders. He is under the same mandates. He has to have a specific delegation of authority from Congress for one specific thing. And you go look at the executive orders, what do they all start off with? Laws of the United States of America. Oh, wait a minute here. Laws of the United States of America? There are laws of the United States of America. They just don't happen to exist within the several states. They're in territories and possessions because the Constitution of the United States says he has the executive power of the United States of America. He also has the executive power of the United States as the president. He's got two hats. People can't get this for some reason. It's difficult to understand, and it's not explained. How would we learn this? We are on a need to know, and we don't need to know. I went to the show. I saw a rabbit come out of the hat, and by damn, I know every top hat has a rabbit. That's all I need to know. And people believe it. This is so unbelievable when you see the con. Now, this guy in Alberta asked a simple question. Where is the material fact that you have isolated COVID-19? They say we have not done that. So therefore, if this thing does not exist, you therefore cannot mandate me or anybody in even a con to do one darn thing. Patrick King is his name. StuPeters.tv. I just looked on Breitbart. It's not there. Why isn't this news? Because everybody's in on it. We have the globalists, the minions of Satan is everywhere. Our country's been overthrown. There is no rule of law. I can prove it. I challenge anybody to tell me how you can have a constitutional court in any of the several states. They don't even plead that they're one of the several states anymore. If anybody ever go to Pacer, see what they do. There are no elections for any state officers. You cannot have a public officer of one of the several states if you don't have any elections. The offices are all vacant. It's a con. I got 110 cases from Westlaw, documented. I put in the public record. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Did you know we're no longer, the people no longer are sovereign? No, we don't. There's cases say we're sovereign. We did a limited delegation of power. Oh, no, that don't exist no more. You know why? We are given a choice. Jose, my people die for a lack of knowledge, and there's several. I just got a calendar in from Judicial Watch talking about several famous people. A people that have no knowledge will never be free. You can't be free if you don't have the knowledge to know how you're being hoodwinked. And we don't have the knowledge because it's not taught. And that's a fact. The National Voter Registration Act of 1993 specifically says state means. That's exclusive when it says means. If it says the sun means the moon, then every place you see in a document the word sun, then you just substitute moon. Dictionaries are irrelevant.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on that magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery
light. The second, sometimes I feel like John the Baptist, somebody crying in the wilderness, and I'm not comparing myself to him because I have nothing compared to what John the Baptist did, but it's amazing when you actually have Westlaw and you can search these things out in a matter of seconds and you find out, why isn't somebody doing this? Andy in Texas, question or comment?
A little bit of both. You were talking about the gentleman in Alberta. He came across some really, I mean, he got like the perfect moment, the perfect storm, if you will, because he had a judge that was sympathetic to his notions and whatnot, which was legit. And then the royal prosecution that he drew there from the royal queen, if you will, there's air quotes there, wasn't able to provide the information he was asking for. So I think we should use this case 24/7 as a beginning to everything in the world. I mean, I don't think.
Well, I'll tell you what. Do you know who a DV Kid is?
No, I do not.
She is on News with Views. She documents her stuff ad nauseum. She's got more than one source with the same exact thing, that it has not ever been isolated. That's not exist.
Exactly. I don't believe it exists. I think what they're trying to do is come up with what they call a vax for the common cold, which they never could do. They've been trying to do that for years. All they could do was come up with remedies. But having said that, though, where was I going to go with that? That was not what my topic was. Okay. So you said that, say I'm a citizen of Kansas, but so I can't be a citizen of the United States. Where I'm a citizen of the United States, so I can't be a citizen of Kansas, correct?
No. Okay. Let me clarify what that's all about. Let's start off with, say, you're in Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There are landlord-tenant laws in Texas. I know that for a fact, okay? You can go to court and claim it's called the character of a tenant or the character of a landlord and adjudicate those under the statutory law. You with me so far?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You are still a citizen of Texas, domiciled in Texas. That didn't change who you are, your birthright. Because your birthright is where you get the law of the land and due process of law. You have to be attached to the land. That's what gives us our birthright. That's why that's so critical. Now, a citizen of the United States, statutorily created, anything that is created by statute can be controlled by who creates the thing. So back in 1866, Congress came out for the Negroes and created something called a citizen of the United States, 14 Stat 27. If you've got a computer, you can go on the internet and check it out right now. It's 42 U.S.C. 1981 and 1982. U.S.C. It's 42 U.S. 1981 and 1982. It says a citizen of the United States shall have the same rights as a white citizen. Okay?
It literally says as a white citizen, as though as if we were a white country this whole time?
No, it says white citizen. Go check it out.
I'm gonna.
Oh, please, don't take my word. So anyway, with that in fact, that was the first civil rights case in America. Okay? Now, the question becomes, does a citizen of the United States with civil rights, which gives you the right to go sue in court, own property, all that it says, fine. The question becomes, do you have two other things? If you create a fiction in law, does it have a soul, inalienable rights? Of course not. Because the Crookshank and Slaughterhouse, if you'll send me an email, I'll send you the stuff out of the Congressional Record, and just for starters, as a tutor and the Supreme Court case backing up everything I'm telling you, you can take on the character. We have that right, you do, as a citizen of Texas, to take on the character of a citizen of the United States to petition Congress. That's your authority to go after Congress for something they're not doing or should be doing. It's called the character of it. It's like the tenant thing. You take on that character, but that hasn't changed. You're still a citizen of Texas, domiciled in Texas. So a citizen of the United States has no political rights, and it has no unalienable rights. It has no soul, because Congress just created it out of thin air. They give it a nice name. It sounds good. There's nothing wrong with it. Okay? Oh, hold on a minute. I think I hear music.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I'm having a good conversation here, because the things that I talk about were not taught, I guarantee you. And so the issue becomes, again, the citizen of the United States, and you have to be able to prove these things. I don't talk about things I can't prove. I do my own research. I get all kinds of information from people, but I check it out because I don't believe anything anybody tells me. I'm sorry. So, the question becomes, is a citizen of the United States, does it have political rights? And the answer is absolutely, positively, no way, Jose. And it says so. Supreme Court has said so. Let me read you something. This is out of... Ex parte Commonwealth of Virginia. This is 100 U.S. 339. 100 U.S. 339. Email me and I'll send you the case. It says, they're talking about the 13th, 14th Amendment stuff. It secures all persons their civil rights upon the same terms, but leaves political rights or such as arise from the form of government and its administrations as they stood previous to its adoption. It has no reference, more reference to them than it has to social rights and duties, which do not rest upon any positive law. They had social rights nonsense back then, though they are more potential in controlling the intercourse of individuals, which is social rights, because people don't understand social rights as identity politics. I'm black, I like what the black people do. I'm white, I like what the white people do. I'm Asian, I like what the Asian people do. I'm Mexican, I like what the Mexican people do. I'm sorry, we all associate in some way to our cultures. That's the nature of things. It goes on to say, in the consideration of questions growing out of these amendments, much confusion has arisen from a failure to distinguish between civil and political rights of citizens. This is a very important paragraph. Civil rights are absolute and personal. Political rights, on the other hand, are conditioned depending upon the discretion of the elective or appointing power, whether that be the people acting through the ballot or one of the departments of their government. The civil rights of an individual are never to be withheld and may be always judicially enforced. The political rights, which he may enjoy, such as holding office or discharging a public trust, are qualified because their possession depends upon his fitness to be a judge by those of whom society has clothed the elective authority. The 13th and the 14th Amendments were designed to secure the political rights. I'm sorry, the civil rights. Let me start over. I screwed that up. 13th and 14th Amendments are designed to secure the civil rights of all persons of every race, color, and condition, but they left to the states to determine whom the possession of the political powers should be entrusted. This manifests from the fact that when it was desired to confer political power upon the newly made citizens of the states, as was done by inhibiting the denial of them of suffrage on account of race, color, and previous condition of servitude, a new amendment was required. All it did, here's how it works, and this is, I got it, Supreme Court cases. All the 14th Amendment is supposed to do, it's supposed to look on the state actors, all these den of vipers that think they got political power, and state law. And it says you can't discriminate. That's it. And it also says, Crookshank and Slaughterhouse, if the state is not doing anything to discriminate, Congress is not supposed to be legislating for citizens of the United States. So here's the con. We get everybody to think they're a citizen of the United States. Then in 1913, we get the legislatures of the several states that used to elect the senators for the several states. Senators represent the states, not the people. They changed that in 1913. As soon as they did that, the real party of interest in all cases changed from the government of the United States being the real party of interest, it's the government, that's so in the Constitution of the United States, went to United States of America, which is Congress. And that's why they are rubbing our noses in it. They say United States of America is a sovereign body politic, because guess what? The Constitution of the United States is not being used. The 10th Amendment is not being used. They give it lip service, but they have ruled. The 14th Amendment trumps the 10th Amendment. Now just think about that. A citizen of the United States, a character that has no political rights, no inalienable rights, trumps the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment says it's for two things, the people and the several states. And if we didn't give it to you in those documents, which is the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights and the Amendments 11 and 12, you ain't got it. The 13th...
Hey, so Ralph?
Yes?
Hey, So I got one more question. I'll get off the air. You're doing fantastic. Let me sum up here, though. If I'm a citizen of Texas, that's who I am. I'm a citizen of Texas. But in order to redress my grievances with the United States, I have to declare myself for that moment, just for the moment, to fight these guys. I have to declare myself a United States citizen. Is that what you're saying? And then I got a question for you after that.
Okay. If you are going up to petition the government of the United States or Congress, you are assuming the character of a citizen of the United States. Character. That's the word they use, the character of. Just like you would take on the character of being a tenant or the character of being a landlord. But that's not who you are.
We're acting.
Your birthright is so important. Esau found that out in the Bible. He gave his up. Look what happened.
Yeah, okay, so having said that, okay, so because I was kind of confused about being a citizen of Texas and not being a citizen, I say, so having said that, can you explain to me how out of 535 idiots in Congress, how about three quarters of them have dual citizenship with Israel? How do they manage to do that? And how does that affect their life? I mean, do they get the rule of law from Israel and they can apply it in their life because that's where they're from or that's where they associate? I mean, how does that work? How does this dual citizenship of countries work?
Let me explain this to you, because that's a very good question. What you have to understand is our inalienable rights, limited delegation of power, is like a contract. It's a compact. The several states have compacts, and we gave by something called an office. And in that office, we said, these are the things you can do. We have a representative type of a constitutional republic. You can do this, you can do that, and everything else that we don't give you, and including the Bill of Rights, leave it the hell alone. Here's the problem. If they do not hold an office from us, they have no obligation to us. And I can unequivocally tell you, like in the state of Alaska, there's not one person can get the oath of office, 41 little words, right, for a public officer. All of their oaths are all screwed up because they hold no office. It's a con. They have no obligation to obey anything. All their only obligation is they're narcissistic, love of money, criminals, most of them. And that's a fact. They don't, that's the problem. They don't, people think they owe you an obligation, but you start, I thought, man, I got them. They don't have an oath of office. They don't have a civil commission. These are limbs on the tree. They hold no office. There is no delegation of power from us, the people, to them. If they don't hold the office, then they can do whatever they want. They just get up and just like the President of the United States, FDR was the first one in 1933 or 34, did not do the constitutional oath, and they ain't been one done since for the President of the United States. Because it's in quotation marks. When it's in quotation marks, thou shalt not deviate. And there ain't nobody can get it right, and that's a fact.
Okay, a real quick change. You heard of the Supreme Court ruled on something here, and Kavanaugh was the only one. He was the deciding vote, and he said something about they can do this. I'm not exactly sure what this was. I just got a brief of it. They can do this. I know it's unconstitutional and it's not right, but they can do this because they're only going to do it for another month. So
that's,
when you hear something like that.
That's the CDC, and I haven't read it, but I can unequivocally tell you without exception, the CDC and that lady, that piece of garbage,
yeah,
she has the authority that you have. None. Zero. Zip.
People believe her.
I don't believe her. She's crazy. She's beyond crazy.
She's with Fauci. They should both be in asylum.
Pardon?
I said she's with Fauci. She's always standing behind him. They both should be in an asylum with Bill Gates. They should be playing chess in a damn asylum.
Have you got around and listened to David Martin, Dr. David Martin?
I've heard the name, but I don't know if I might have heard him. I just didn't know.
Well,
it was
send
him.
Me an email, and I will send you the stuff. He is the man that's got absolute positive evidence of the patents by Fauci, CDC, NIH, and other ones. They knowingly created a bioweapon They knowingly created a bioweapon. And that's a fact. And they said, we are going to make money off of it.
Well, you know, I don't doubt that one bit, because before this COVID kicked off in March of 2020, I was in Vegas doing some work for some people, and this lady was sick, and it took me nothing but maybe two accountants with her, and boom, I got sick too. I mean, it came on like a hurricane. So I don't doubt that there was a bioweapon. I've never gotten sick like that in a heartbeat, just like that, boom. So, I mean, yeah, there's something out there. They're doing something to us. They're going to make it mandatory to get the jab, and I cannot wait to see how.
They can't.
I know, but they're going to, though. And I can't wait to see what humanity does, man. This is a great time to be alive.
just like what that guy in Alberta. Where is the damn virus? Number one. Number two, you get a hold of David Martin stuff. They have a patent that they're creating bioweapons.
You have to trust that the courts are going to uphold that, though. And that's the thing. That's what I fear is that the courts are not there right now.
I want to stop that. I hear all that. Well, there's no thing that the courts have happened. You know what? Which I'm going to talk about later today if I get time. They don't ever hear it. That's the issue. Nobody brings it up. You're talking about
nonsense.
Are under no obligation to give you a remedy. If you aren't smart enough to figure out how you're being conned, you go over here and you're playing tiddlywinks. The court talks about tiddlywinks. We have to understand this is a game of chess. And people need to spend some time and get off their butts and don't believe anything. And it's always the simplest question that I always... By what authority are you authorized and empowered? And when I'd go in, I'd say, I know you're right. Please give me the regulation or the statute. And they're stumped.
Hey, I'll let you go with this. Hey, you're right. This is a game of chess. And I would impress upon people, take your time before you make a serious move, just like they do in chess, and then make your move. So, thanks for your time.
You take the shot. You just signed yourself off. They've admitted 12,000 deaths. They filed a lawsuit in Alabama. They say there's at least 45,000 deaths. There's over 12,000 permanently disabled. Over 1,100 people women that have had miscarriages. That's what they're admitting to. Oh, it's like spin the bottle. Well, how many times do you want to spin the bottle? They say within 3 years, maximum, probably, and you less than that, you're either going to die, be permanently disabled, or you're going to be crippled.
That's funny you should say that, because down here in Texas, we've got a whole bunch of oil rigs and stuff down here, and I was listening to an HR woman on an interview, and she said that she's probably going to have to replace her entire force, because they're forcing them to get the vaccine. She said she'd probably have to replace them within 3 years, the entire force. And so some people know what's going on.
Get the knowledge and spread it. That's what I've got the knowledge on the IRS. I'll tell you what, if you want to read something, go into the Supreme Court of the United States docket. You can download it yourself. You got a pencil?
Yes, sir. Hang on 1 second.
All you got to do.
All right, I got you, Chief.
Go in and go to the docket and search on 2020-1714. That is a Supreme
Court.
20-1714. 1714,
okay.
20-1714. That exposes the IRS. It exposes we have no constitutional court, and the Supreme Court is going to make a decision whether to hear it in September. They don't have the balls. Read it.
What's the website again?
The Supreme Court of the United States. It's a writ of certiorari.
Okay, gotcha. All right, I know that one. All right. All right. Hey, yep. Thanks for your time, sir. I really appreciate you.
Okay. Marcus in Indiana, question or comment?
Yes, sir. Hello. I've got to wonder whether there's a difference between a CEO and a citizen. Is there a possible difference between a CEO and a citizen? When a CEO can go into New Zealand and fly into the UK.
Okay, let me just stop you right there.
Not be asked about a vaccine passport, and a citizen cannot even board a plane.
Let me answer your question. A CEO is somebody that's head of some corporation or some company, and a citizen is a generic term. In this country, we have citizens of the several states, and you're a citizen of Idaho, domiciled in Idaho. When you have,
I am not a generic term. I am not a generic term, sir. Never. Citizen does not mean a generic term. No.
Okay, I hear the music, so hold on a minute. We got to go break. We got to pay bills here.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it away.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Okay, we're back here. And what was your comment there, sir? And Marcus?
Yes, I was talking about the difference between a CEO and a citizen.
Okay, let's just stop right there. CEO and a citizen are totally different. A CEO is the head of a company, and that, like I said, a citizen is a generic term. There are citizens of the United States. There are citizens of Idaho. There are citizens of Kansas. There are citizens of Texas. They're each separate.
CEO,
so what was your comment behind that?
Every CEO that I've seen has had control over the citizens that he or she controls in a tyrannical way, in a nice way, in a biblical way, but most likely in a tyrannical way. And so we've got to talk about the difference between
we're not talking apples and oranges. We got to, hey, whoa, look. I'm talking about a citizen of Idaho. Are you one, yes or no?
I'm a citizen of Idaho, and I don't believe that Mike Lindell is a patriot. I'm not sure. Is he?
I'm sorry.
Is Mike Lindell a patriot?
I'm sorry. Say that again. You don't believe what?
FBI plant? Could what? Mike Lindell be an FBI plant? I don't know. He was very close to President Trump, and a lot of people close
to
him were.
So wait a minute. You're a citizen of Idaho. Is that's a yes, right? Yes or no?
What the heck does that matter? Are you a citizen of Texas?
Okay, thanks for calling. We're just going nowhere here. If we can't have some established fact, then we're wasting everybody's time here. We have to have facts. Either you is or you ain't. It's like the Bible. Either has 10 commandments or it don't. We can't have a conversation if we say, well, I don't know. I'm sorry. I mean, that's just the way it is. Okay, let's see here. Mark in Georgia, you're next. We may have
Hi
to
there.
Hold it over here because we're running up against a break here. Go ahead.
Do you want to wait until after this break?
No, go ahead. You got to, however long we got here till we got to pay some bills again.
Okay, well, here's the situation with an H behind the code enforcement has told me that if I go to a jury trial, that the solicitor is going to drop an extra 13 charges on me on top of general appearance of my property and some ridiculous nonsense about excessive accumulation of rubbish and garbage, which is a frivolous charge. It's just clutter, you know, and I'm put up a privacy screen to where most people can't see what's inside the privacy screen. You know, you have to be and just right. Anyway, the thing is, they're telling me I got 30 days to find proper quarters. I'm in the process of getting Section 8 housing. But the real thing that's a problem is they're saying that I got to move. I have three canopies that I've set up to store my belongings on my own property. And they told me I've got to take the canopies down and move my belongings elsewhere, and near as I can tell, because they said so. I don't know what the legal citation is.
Let me stop you right there. These code enforcement, these low-level people are really dangerous because they are dumb
right.
in a rock. They are dumb in a rock, and they got zero authority. And the only way you can tackle these guys, you have to look at the documentation. Oops, we're going to break, I think.
I'll tell you what, you want me to stand by?
Yeah, hold on, I think we're going to break.
Okay.
I think I hear the music.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.